Hare Krishna. So till now we are discussing various aspects wherein we are talking about realizing the self. Now Krishna is focusing on realizing the super self, that is super soul. So let's see that in the first shloka of this section, shloka number 28. Yunjan evam sadatmanam योगी विगत कल्मषः सुखेन ब्रह्म संस्पर्शम् अत्यंतम् सुखमश्नुते. सो नाउ कृष्ण इज सेइंग दिस योगी द सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड योगी व्हाट ही इज डूइंग युंजन ही इज कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज्ड एवं सदा आत्मानम ही इज कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज्ड इन दिस योगिक प्रैक्टिस एंड दस Such a person, vigata kalmashah, he becomes freed from the contamination, the material contamination, to be more specific. Sukhena, atyantam, atyantam sukham ashnute, he attains what? He attains the highest stage, atyantam sukham, he attains the highest stage of perfect happiness. And sukhena brahma samsparsham, and now this personality, he is getting this happiness because he is in direct touch with Brahma Samsparsham, direct touch with the Supreme. He is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we are talking about material contamination. So we have advanced from understanding, that is realizing one's own self, to realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the word here, Brahma Sparsham, Samsparsham, is very important. See, we have to understand this word self-realization very clearly. What is self-realization? Self-realization is to understand what is my relationship with the Supreme. Firstly, who am I? So that is, I am soul. I am spirit soul. And who is Krishna? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is my relationship with Him? I am part and parcel of Krishna. This whole thing constitutes to something called as self-realization. So our relationship with Krishna is what determines. If the person realizes the relationship with Krishna, this is what determines if he self-realized or not. Now, another point that is mentioned here is that the individual soul is to render transcendental service to the Lord. This transcendental contact with the Supreme is called Brahma Sparsha. How will we come in touch with the Supreme? How is it possible? How is this Brahma Sparsham possible? Samsparsham possible? This contact with the Supreme is possible when we are serving Him in various ways. Before we come to the service part, let me highlight some few points here now. We're talking about material contamination. We're talking about ananda. We're talking about happiness. So when you're talking about this happiness, the perfection of happiness, so are we getting it from outside? Am I supposed to get it from outside? We go to some market and purchase it and get it? It's not about happiness outside. It's already there within. Our nature is ananda, full of happiness, full of bliss. This is already there. But the problem now is, it is covered with lot of contamination. Currently, we are in mode of passion and ignorance. And a person in mode of passion and ignorance cannot be happy. Because the activities are in mode of passion and ignorance. And such activities will always pull the person down to lower consciousness. That is what is the problem that we are stuck in as of now. But as soon as we elevate ourselves to mode of goodness, so we'll see all this in great detail towards the end of Bhagavad Gita in chapter 17 and chapter 18. But just to give a superficial overview of this. So when we elevate ourselves to mode of goodness, what happens? The person comes to his natural position. And when he comes to his natural position, he'll become happy. In fact, mode of goodness is also not ultimate. When the person crosses the mode of goodness and comes to pure goodness without even a tinge of passion and ignorance, such a person can be called as fully self-realized. Because there he is in a position where he can understand what is the relationship with Krishna. Very clearly he can understand that. And with that understanding, all that contamination that is there in the heart is already gone, and the person relishes that happiness and that particular relationship. But now in our situation, we are in complete mode of darkness, that is passion and ignorance combined. We very well know that how much contamination is there within us. So how to elevate to mode of goodness? Because first we have to elevate to mode of goodness. And then in the mode of goodness, we'll be able to practice all this devotional service very nicely. And then by the practice of devotional service, we'll go to mode of pure goodness. And there we can actually do pure devotional service. So how to do that? We have to modify our lifestyle. We have to make sure that our lifestyle is changed. Currently, our lifestyle is in mode of ignorance and mode of passion. So waking up early, nowadays early is a very, very subjective term. When we say that we are waking up early, so it can be in anywhere between 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Even sometimes people say 11 o'clock, getting up at 11 o'clock in the morning is early. Because they might be getting up much later than that. So today I got up very, very early at 11 o'clock. And people say, this Sunday I got up very early. So this early has to be understood. And this early word can be understood when we properly understand to come to mode of goodness, what is that early? That early is getting up in Brahma Muhurta. Brahma Muhurta starts at 3:40, roughly from 3:40, and it goes up till 6 o'clock. So somewhere between that we need to get up. We need to wake up at that time. And when we wake up at that time, the surrounding itself is in mode of goodness. And if the person is on a good platform of spirituality, he'll find it in pure goodness. And in that mode of goodness, when we actually chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's very, very blissful. But then to get up early, one should make sure one retires early at night. So that is very important. If one sleeps early, then he'll be able to get up early. And this is what is the most important thing to come to mode of goodness. And the food habits that we have, that has to come to mode of goodness. Pure vegetarian food. Pure vegetarian food. And not just pure vegetarian food. No, we are devotees. So we have Krishnatarian food. That is prasadam. So pure prasadam when we take. And prasadam is always pure. So when we have prasadam, then, you know, we actually go to mode of goodness. And by the mercy of the Lord, we elevate to pure goodness. So this is what we have to endeavor. This is very, very important. We have to endeavor for this, to change our lifestyle. So when we modify our lifestyle, get our activities to goodness, get our eating habits to goodness, get various other things that we do in our day-to-day life into mode of goodness, then we will see that our practice will be very, very steady. And with that steady practice, we can expect that the contamination that is there in the heart will go away. And only when this contamination goes away, then we can say that yes, no, we'll be able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Theoretically, we all know now that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna. All this theoretically we know. But now it's the time to practically realize that. And to practically realize that, we have to put some endeavor. We have to modify our lifestyle in such a way that we come to mode of goodness, and in mode of goodness, we practice Krishna consciousness very nicely. And then we will see the miracle that will happen in our life. So a yogi, he becomes very happy, he becomes satisfied now when he realizes Brahman. But then a devotee is not very happy. Because a devotee is very much interested to serve the Lord in pure devotional service. Only then a devotee becomes happy. So the devotee's mood is very clear. The mood is, I want to serve Krishna with a lot of purity. Do pure devotional service. This is what is his mood. And this is what we all should hanker for. When will that day come? When I'll render pure devotional service to Krishna. Currently, whatever service we are doing is good, because that will help us to purify our senses. But currently, our offering is like, we are offering sweet rice to Krishna. And what are we doing? Before we offer it to Krishna, we are topping it with sand particles. That is our contamination that is there. But in pure devotional service, we'll be able to offer proper sweet rice purely to Krishna, so that Krishna can taste it and feel the pleasure. Now what is Krishna doing? He is doing extra job. When we offer, he first removes the sand particles and then he accepts. But then in pure devotional service, when we offer, Krishna will get that pleasure that yes, my pure devotee is offering such wonderful offering with love and devotion. So to come to this platform of pure devotional service, first we have to get rid of the mode of ignorance and passion, come to goodness, in goodness, practice devotional service very nicely, and then there is a hope that we'll come to pure devotional service. And it is possible. So many people in the past have attained. Now, why is it not possible for us? It is possible. It is the power of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra by which it will be possible. Every single day when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we'll get the determination. We'll get the determination to modify our entire lifestyle. And then, in the Brahma Murta, when we start chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, with lot of call and lot of intensity, calling out for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mercy will flow. And now we'll be able to get more determination. And our practice will become more intense. And this will be a very, very nice fired up loop that we'll get into. More intense practice, more mercy, and the practice will become more intense and it will go on. And in this way, by the mercy of the Lord, the person will come to the pure devotional platform. Then we can say very nicely, that is, he will become Brahma Samsparsham. He will come to the stage of directly contacting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's continue our discussion. Let's see how Krishna is talking about realizing the super soul in next few verses also. Let's see that in the next few videos. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.